Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Alex? I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna paint your knee. You're like the hottest guy I've ever seen. You know, like
that's not my knee. Put your hand down lower.
My sister's like the artsy fartsy one of the family, and she gets everyone comments on my sister. And it was like the whole way. Your leg's really smooth right here.
Yeah, that's my butthole. Please, my knee right here, right there.
Can you tuck me in? Or just lay with me for a minute? Please. I'll paint you. I'll paint you like one of them German boys.
When she was painting his knee,
I
lost it. When she just says, my sister's the artsy, fartsy one.
And that's where Alex got the idea for an OnlyFans.
He's fucking hot. Jesus. When you saw him, you're like, there we go. Poodle's going to love him.
He is really hot. I will say.
He unfortunately knows it.
He probably isn't hot to you because you grew up with him, but I do think Chance is hot too. Not as hot as Alex, but when he took off that shirt and had all those tattoos, I leaned in.
He's a corn-fed South Carolina boy. He's from Charleston.
Not a big dick.
No. Actually, it's nice though. It's not huge, but it's nice.
I still think Colin's got the dick of the crew.
Single Colin.
Ooh.
Y'all, this is Below Dick Sailing Yacht, BDSM.
BDSM,
no, welcome.
No, BDSY.
But what did I say?
BDSM.
Oh, sorry, it just rolls up the tongue.
Yeah, kind of the only way you can say it. Only way you can say it.
This is season four, we're back. This is episode one of season four, Parsifal.
Parsifal. If you're new to reality games.
Are you new?
Where you been? We cover 90 Day Fiance. We cover Love After Lockup. We cover other shit shows.
Below
we also
Dick.
Love is Blind.
Marcy and Stacey.
Yes. Below Deck is something we cover, and it is back. We're very excited for Sailing Yacht.
We had two weeks off.
We did. If you want to listen to this episode commercial free or ad free for what, Poodle?
Your pleasure. Your pleasure.
If you want to listen to this ad-free, you can join Reality Gaze Plus at the $8 tier, and you get Love After Lockup, all of our cringe shows, you get Love is Blind, and you get all of our free feed shows ad-free.
You even get, at the $15 level, you get a YouTube Live with us.
Yes. The Poodle is sometimes not clothed.
No, you got to pay. No, the $45 tier, you might get one of my nipples if you're lucky. The $45 tier, which is yet to be expounded upon, that'll be a little more.
We're not doing a $45 tier. You keep trying. Like three times now, I've logged into our Patreon, and I see that you've added it.
I've tried it.
Instead of come at me, he wants to name it the come on me tier. And I'm like, no.
Yeah,
No.
I think I'm just trying to cross promote my two loves.
Yeah.
Adult I'm not into canning that. And reality TV.
Well, you know, those aren't far off.
The $45 tier will be 21 and above. You need a parent's signature. I don't care if your parent is 90.
They need to sign off.
They'll need to sign off on something like that.
You will need to see a driver's license, not a student ID. Don't work.
You'll need to be all of your wills and everything needs to be in order.
Everything needs to be
prove,
in order.
Prove all of it.
I'm so glad this show is back. I missed it.
It's so interesting. The way I've started with Below Deck Sailing Yacht, I watched the first season and it was so bad. And it just turns out they didn't have the right crew. Captain Glenn wasn't really with them yet.
Yes.
It wasn't really gelling. And when I complained about it, because I watched every other franchise all the whole time, and I complained about it, and everyone said, no, you must watch season two. Everything changes. And I was like, you're wrong. And then I turned on season two, and I went, what is this wonderful thing? Because it was so messy. The combination of Daisy and Gary and their love-hate relationship, and Colin and Captain Glenn.
Were none of them on season one?
No. Just a bunch of dinguses.
Who knew? We saw young pictures of Captain Glenn, and he was hot.
Ooh. I've always got a little crush on him. There's something about him.
Those Canadians.
Canadian-ness.
He could fuck you and feed you that coffee crisp we like so much.
Wow, that's niche. Would you like a coffee crisp?
Hey. Oh, Caitlin.
I know we just did the dirty, but yeah. Can I get you a coffee crisp for maybe an Aero bar?
Aero bar? Caitlin,
maybe
our
a Wonder Bar
is loving that.
Mr. Chunk. Or some Smarties.
Or some Smarties. You guys, if y'all are Love is Blind fans, the last episode is airing this Thursday night at midnight. You want to make sure that you watch that and then you listen to our last episode that's dropping on Reality Gates Plus, the $5 tier. And you can join us on Sunday the 16th because we are doing what, Poodle?
Love is Live! It is alive and it's live and we are live in Orange County. Because I'm going to be down there. My show is getting a stage reading in Anaheim, and I'm going to be down there for rehearsals. And I honestly did not feel like driving 90 minutes when it's so late at night and being there at all kinds of crazy times. So I'm just staying in a little Airbnb down there.
So I got to go down there.
Because I'm not coming back.
Because he's got rehearsal that night.
Well, I do have rehearsal that day. Like until about 2. So it would be hard for me to get back. And I have rehearsal the next day.
Oh, but you don't have rehearsal that night?
No, because we're doing our thing.
Well, that's good. You can get.
Oh, wait, I do have rehearsal. Shit. I have it at 7:00.
Well, I hope the finale isn't long.
No, I'm going to get ripped.
So we'll be drinking.
It can't be long. I guarantee you it'll be a half hour.
No, they're going to milk that for an hour at least.
You think?
Yeah.
They just put in your Invisalign.
I did. I had it out because I was drinking Dr. Pepper.
It's all to wind me up with that Invisalign.
Where are my rubber bands? Oh, I don't have them. I can't put them on.
Where's your headgear?
I know.
I'm just certain that's going to be the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, y'all,
check that. It's going to be sent to everyone on every tier. You can watch that with us. Anything else? What else do we have going on, Poods?
We Love After Lockup is going to be going on our cringe tier. Is going to go away in about 2 episodes, 3 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mama June, I leave Mama June from hot to not. I don't know if they're still using that subtitle. But Mama June takes over. There's apparently still an audience for it.
Yeah.
And she's somehow, even losing weight, she still looks like a thumb to me.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And that'll be on for about 6 to 8 weeks, I believe. And then Love mm-hmm. After Lockup comes back. I'm not sure. I think it's probably Love During Lockup. That is the pattern they've been going through.
That's the hope.
That's the hope because it's
love during lockup. It's so messy. It's when they're having Poodle's favorite, what he tries to in life, having a relationship with someone while they're in prison, but still getting money from them.
Yes, it's the dream.
The dream.
It's where we first met Ty.
Yeah.
And Mark. Remember crazy Mark, the psychopath? And also the reproductive abuser. Mark.
Yeah, Mark was crazy.
Even his mother hated him.
She did. It's great.
That was a time. And I think, did we meet? We met Indy and Harry. They were first on Love During Lockup. And Mama so Yolanda, the bounty hunter.
I think so, too.
I think we met them. Maybe they were on Love After Lockup. I can't remember.
I don't know. Y'all, Love in Paradise is starting on April 17th on TLC. We'll be covering that as well.
On the free feed.
It is, I think Toe is Poodle's, but Love in Paradise is my favorite spinoff.
It's my second favorite.
Well, I do like Single Life too. Ooh, God.
The only problem with Single Life is it goes on too long. They do too many episodes.
Love in Paradise is my, I love it. I love it. Seeking Brother Husband is out now. You, Me, My Ex is coming. That's all at the Cringe tier, $8 tier. Classless Season 6. Our charity for the month for April and going into May is the Drag Defense Fund along with the ACLU. You can donate in the Sissy Squad or you can just donate. We just want to...
Watch their digital worldwide moment on May 7th. Tons and tons of your favorite drag queens.
And us. No, I'm kidding. That sounds like we're on
We're not on there.
We're not on it, but we will be doing a watch and chat. We'll be harkening back to what Discord. We used to do. Yes.
Yeah, we'll be kind of like, and I think that's for everybody.
I think so. Explain what that is while I get my rubber bands.
Please no. Please. God, I can hear them. I can hear them opening. Y'all, Discord it's a very easy kind of chat platform where we will be we'll be watching the show and we'll be chatting. It's not you won't be able to watch us video wise, but we will be commenting on the, I think it was almost like a telethon, I believe.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Please don't put them when I'm looking at you and on camera.
Well, then look away, Poodle, look away.
That's a great song.
I got to put them on.
You could have done that off camera.
Well, but I wanted to get back on the mic.
You can hear them snapping, y'all. Ugh.
Well, the more I wear them, the sooner they get off.
That's what you told me, but it seems like it's been 4 years.
Well, my orthodontist keeps pushing it back because he's a perfectionist. Well, I asked him, honestly, just to bother you, if I could just get full-on braces, and he said they wouldn't work as well, and I went, shit.
I would rip those out of your teeth. I would just start introducing you. And this is my friend, Adult Braces.
Hey, I would have been fine with it. I'm at a point, I'm single right now and I don't want to date anyone. So I just like put on the headgear just to bother you. I'm here for it.
let's do this thing. Y'all, we're in Sardinia. We're in Sardinia.
Are sardines from there?
You know, I don't know.
Well,
I think sardines may have been named after Sardinia. Riveting. Never thought I'd need to Google that, but probably more likely that sardines may have been either they were plentiful there. My father used to eat sardines growing up, and I was so grossed out. Buy it. But now you can buy like the white sardines sometimes they give you on Caesar salads, and I like those.
Sardines are named after the island of Sardinia where they were once found in abundance.
That's exactly. Thank you. I could have told you that. You didn't even need Uncle Google. So y'all, our crew of three, or four if you would count.
Four, really.
You count Captain Glenn, and he should be counted. We have Daisy, who is telling everyone, she does say, that's alone in this episode.
That's alone.
That means alone. We have Daisy, our head chief stew, Gary, our first officer, and Colin, our chief engineer. If this franchise is new to you, know that the ship runs a lot since it's a yacht. It runs a little leaner.
A smaller boat.
Yeah, it's a lot smaller boat. It's a sailing yacht, so it's much smaller. And so you need a little bit of a smaller crew, especially when it comes to the operation side.
Mm-hmm.
But that's been the crew. And so we've got Gary and Colin, and y'all, Colin has had a girlfriend for like the last two seasons. So single Colin, we have seen clips of him making out with Daisy. That is for real. What we think. And then we have seen other clips where Gary's like, so are you with her? And he gets so jealous. I love it. I love this love triangle. I love all three of them independently. And I love them even more when they are enmeshed.
I want them. I'd be fine to watch that threesome.
Watch a menagerie. I don't think the two guys, you know, I think Gary would be okay with it. I'm not sure Colin would be.
Well, do you think Gary and Colin maybe might get into a fight over her and they're like wrestling?
No, they're just, bros. They're going to be
wrestling. They're fighting about it. And then they're rolling around on the ground and stuff's getting knocked over. There's food and Gary's long, beautiful hair.
That has
and then
no basis in reality.
They
but
look
it's
at
hot.
Each other and he says, hey, have you ever motorboated someone on a sailing yacht? Then they fuck.
Yeah, I think that's a little mascot. That's the romantic part. Mm-hmm. So, y'all, what we normally do, if you don't know, if this is a new franchise for you. We normally do tea bags, which are our kind of, we don't do a lot of these episodes full recap because it's a lot of, and then this happened, and then this happened, and then
someone
this happened.
Someone once messaged me and said, can you go through the Below Deck shows like Crappens does? And I just responded, no, listen to watch what Crappens. We love them.
And honestly, it's the way,
it's the way our brains work when we watch these.
It's the way our brains work when we do a lot of Bravo shows. Yeah. Like we did Southern Charm this way, I believe, didn't we?
And Summer House this way.
Yeah, I think these shows are less done docu-style. And so it's much more about events than character.
Yes,
so we find it a little for us, because we all have our ways that things work. Mostly because I think I screamed, I can't do this, and because it felt weird, and you're like, just so I don't have to deal with him screaming, I'll say yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I think it makes a better show to do tea bags. For me.
For me.
Yeah. For my show. Our show.
Oh boy. I like it that I'm talking to you. I had to turn on my things for Do Not Disturb, and I'm getting blown up that Kim from Cray Cray, 90 Day Cray Cray, has texted me about Kwame and Chelsea from Love is Blind. How many texts do you get a day about Love is Blind?
For friends, I watch it.
I at least get two or three
Five
texts
or six
a day. Yeah.
Yeah, with friends. It is the most talked about show.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. Sorry. I put that on Do Not Disturb. That will not bother me. But hi, Kim. We love 90 Day Cray Cray, Kim and Kyle. Okay, so this is going to be a different episode. We're going to go through tea bags, but first, let's kind of just go through what we normally do, kind of potential crew members and kind of what we think we can expect from them. Before, one thing I've learned on this show is that when Jake and I are right, we are right. And when we are wrong, we are very, very wrong. You think sometimes we'd be good at predicting?
A couple of times.
Remember when we said we thought Alyssa would be a great team and she was going to do really well on the ship?
Yeah. I don't know if those first impressions are useful. I really don't. I don't know if they are. Because I think they're so early.
Yeah, we don't know what that is going to do.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm at this point.
I thought Lexi was fun.
Really? I guess I can't even imagine what I thought about her at first.
Anyway, so obviously Captain Glenn is back. There's Daisy. This is her third year now being chief stew.
I think so. Yeah.
Gary's not there yet. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Gary's the first mate. Colin's chief engineer.
First officer,
I'm sorry. Yeah. And then Aisha, that's how you say her name?
Aisha, I believe.
Aisha.
Yes, Aisha. She's an Aussie. She's a chef. She's We've had I believe she might be the youngest chef, or she looks young. She's tiny.
Tiny.
She's petite. So maybe she is a little older, but she looks young. She said she'd been a chef for, I believe she said 16 years.
I think
so. Maybe a girl just stays out of the sun, keeps her skin looking good. But her energy is young.
I think she keeps out of the sun, but she cooks later when we see her food. She does not cook like a beginner.
Yeah, she seems really competent. Like she knows what she's doing, everything. I hope that she does say she's a perfectionist.
She does say that.
That's being a chef, y'all.
Does she seem like to you that she will end up having a breakdown? Because she kind of says that she's a little crazy or emotional, or she said something.
Wound tight. I'm not sure. But I remember hearing that. What I like about it is it takes one level of less toxic masculinity off of the ship. So it's always better. It's always better when you have.
Why? I mean, I haven't seen any, but the only male chefs I've seen, well, no, not Marcos. He was really sweet, but the other, Matthew, I guess that's, they've just are assholes. Matthew.
No, that's generally the rule. The chefs are assholes. They're mostly men, and they're mostly assholes.
We still need to get Marcos on the show. Ben.
Except for Ben is an asshole, but he's very good at his job, and he's
people have come for you about him. They've come for you.
What do you
mean?
They
say you're dickmatized.
Well, they admit it too, though.
Some do.
There's something about Chef Ben that people that just attracts me to him.
I get it. You're not attracted to Gary, and I'm so fucking into Gary.
I kind of became attracted to him.
Oh.
But I'm still not so into him. But y'all, Gary's got something. Maybe it's the Kevorka from Seinfeld or something.
Oh.
He literally fucked two. I think it was season three. He fucked two stews, and they basically fought over him the whole time.
And how funny the tables are going to turn. So then we have Lucy.
Lucy, who's
a stew.
From Wales.
She talks about how she's clumsy. I mean, already she's knocking shit off the boat, which is going to be great on a sailing yacht.
She is gorgeous.
Both of them are gorgeous.
Yeah.
But there's also Madison, who goes by Mads. What I really like, she's making a good first impression on me because she's like, look, I look like I'm a bitch, but I'm so fun, and I have no standards with who I fuck. And I went, I am ready for you.
Check and check.
I'm here for this.
I liked it that she brought that up because later in the episode, she was just like staring at Daisy with just the biggest bitch face on. And Daisy didn't blat an eye.
Because not an eye.
Daisy, now with men, she'll take things personal sometimes. But she'll try to avoid a lot of that conflict.
She will.
She will. And we also have I can't also say the name Madison without going
Madison.
God, I'm so glad we don't cover that show anymore. I do not miss it.
I think they're filming.
Oh no, they're filming the new season. I do. People. I got a lot of message of how good that Levis show, Southern Hospitality, was.
No, they didn't say it was good. They said it was tragically bad, that we should enjoy it because it's so bad.
Yeah, messy.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's going to get a season two. Speaking of South Carolina, Poodle.
Chase from Charleston, Seton. He's here to make money. Like, y'all, this is a low country boy who went. I guess I'm going to call this now. Looks like he went to military school, or at least a private boys' school down there.
I bet you are reading this for filth.
He's like a lot of boys. He might have been from somewhere in like Columbia, the middle of the state, somewhere. Probably from a good family because he doesn't talk like a hick. But I don't know. It's just typical. I will say the boys are quite pretty this season. Chase is hot. You.
I think he does have a nice dick. Now, Chase says, love me or hate me, I'm too high energy. I think if anyone could not have a good time on the ship, it could be Chase.
Yeah. And then there's Alex.
Oh, God. Just talk about him. Go ahead.
Who I just wrote, holy fuck. Y'all, Alex lives to be the guy that when you're, let's say you're vacationing on the beach and you're in your mid-40s, you're a woman and you're really looking for something, and Alex would love to be your houseboy just to tell stories about it later. He has a pretty healthy libido. He's fucked lots of people. lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
And he does know he's attractive. He knows it.
And this is the type of guy that drives Poodle crazy.
Yeah. It's also, there is a sense of, he's confident and he knows it. Like later on when he,
all right, get off his dick.
When he says to the women, he's like, so let me know when you want to get off. He's used that joke before. The women go, whoa! And the one woman who's panning his knee later on goes, I think Alex is the hottest guy I've ever seen in real life.
I guarantee
that poor
you.
Woman.
I guarantee you women have paid him for sex.
Possibly.
He gives me an escort vibe. And
interesting.
That confidence. I don't mean that's a bad thing.
Male escorts usually don't work. So I don't know if I would.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard.
I've heard.
They prefer sex work. So.
And they usually do steal your wallet.
Yeah.
So why would they, if they're working, need to steal your wallet?
That's true. Yeah.
I think, is that everybody?
Yes, I believe that is okay. the whole crew. We should take a quick breaky.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
And now, another Reality Gaze lightning round. Y'all, this is when we go so many answers to us one question, and we keep going until we either laugh too hard or we find the answer.
Or Poodle just falls
Cut
asleep.
It. Yeah. Yeah. So the question here is, What did Gary do to get COVID? Again, what did Gary do to get COVID.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
First?
Oh, we're going to go first. Had an orgy.
Okay, that's some place to start.
Yes. What did Gary do to get COVID, Poodle?
He did shots with the Tasmanian devil and made out with her after.
Right again.
Kiss me. What did Gary do to get COVID?
He was on the mainland in Italy and he actually fucked fucked an Italian statue.
Sometimes they're hot. You stick your dick right in between the arm.
That was a double answer. That's what he did. Poodle, what did Gary do to get COVID?
He actually performed the first human-dolphin sexual intercourse. And the dolphin goes, I tested positive. And he goes, I don't care. And then he fucked the dolphin, and then they both had a really good day, but he got COVID next day.
You are correct.
I think that's the right answer. He fucked a dolphin.
I don't know how to follow that.
There is no. That's your lightning round.
That's your lightning round, everybody. Enjoy.
Yeah, that was definitely, I should have used that when like, I start going, I'm like, no, this is like a fourth round answer. It was too much.
Y'all,
Gary has COVID through any number of reasons.
Gary doesn't understand how COVID works. This is while we bring this up, he's talking to Captain Glenn and he's like, I don't know why I keep testing positive. You know, maybe it's because I'm sleeping on my pillow and I keep breathing the COVID back in, like back and forth. And Captain Glenn says, yeah, I don't think that's how it works.
That's the most Canadian response to that. Captain Sandy says, what are you, stupid? That's not how this works. Y'all, I was just in Canada recently, and my favorite thing in this hotel was the most Canadian thing I've ever seen. It said, this hotel had Le Labo products. And so it's really nice. And it's like, if you'd wish to take home the Le Labo soap and other products, please note that an $84 charge will be applied to your credit, to be applied to your stay. Thank you.
Wow.
Basically said, come on, motherfuckers, try us. This is expensive. We know it, and we know you want to take it. If you wish to take them home. at the bird sanctuary that we went to, or the bird solarium, one of the signs says, please shut doors quickly as birds may fly out. And then it said also, please do not use selfie sticks close to the birds as it upsets them. And it's, I sent this one a couple of pictures of birds being really close.
I did not like it.
Yeah. At one point, a bird was just sitting on a woman's arm. And it was like trying to use her beak near her. And she's like, I know, Sloppy. That wasn't the bird's name. I can't remember it. But
that's what they call you in the dungeon.
There goes Sloppy. Sloppy bottom.
Hey, boy!
Anyway.
All right. What's your fucking next tea bag?
I don't know. Good for Daisy for making these, since they had so much drama last season with who was a stew with between Ashley and Gabriella.
That was Ashley and Gabriella.
Daisy went, I think we're going to make you both junior stews.
Yeah.
Remember the drama?
Boy.
And all I could think of is three blonde stews. See how they fuck. Because y'all, both those girls are probably going to hook up with, one of them is going to hook up with Gary for sure, and the other is going to hook up with another guy, probably Alex.
Did we see Alex kiss? We did see Alex kissing people. That's the thing. They got six people that are, they didn't realize with Daisy. Daisy and Colin's just a blessing, but the rest of it, they just got people who want to fuck on this
single
boat.
Yeah, the seems like the chef is the only one who has a boyfriend who recently got back together with her boyfriend.
And did everyone you see the picture of him? Holy shit. Well, everyone's she's gorgeous.
Everyone's quite attractive on this boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd never get cast on Below Deck Sailing. I'd be like that.
You could be a charter guest.
No, well, that, but they wouldn't cast me as a crew because I'd be like that Kristen Wiig character from the Saturday Night Live. And I'm Merlin in the corner of the boat. Just
now you'd be too old and too. Not wanting an oldie for a crew member. Your bones are too brittle.
Hey, what you're saying about me is what you're saying about you.
Oh, I'm spry.
Yeah, I'd love to see you get in that bunk bed at night and then see Poodle trying to get out.
I still find those bunk beds really hazardous. What about your next tea bag?
So she makes them. So we that's where what was my next? We already talked about Gary. I don't know if Elisha, how do you say your name again?
Alicia. Like Eileen and Alicia. Alicia together.
Alicia. Okay.
Or Alicia. Looks like Alicia. I think that's how she pronounced it.
I only bring this up as foreshadowing is that we have where her and Daisy are talking and she says, you know, I really like to bounce things off of people. It does seem like Alicia has a very, I like her, but she seems like any chef, she's got a vision for what she wants to do.
Yeah.
And Daisy has a vision for how she has things done too.
Yeah. And Daisy's had her history of going at chefs. Marcos was pretty even keel. I think he got into a little bit with Daisy.
That was like the last charter when he retired.
Yeah, she got mouthy with Adam for a good reason because he's such a fucking asshole.
He was, but I could see Daisy getting being because when Daisy gets tired and stressed about other things, she'll get mouthy to the chef.
Yeah.
And if that happens, I don't think Alicia would be a fan of that.
Nope.
That's so just a little foreshadowing of that one. What's your next one?
I think it's kind of cool that just these two seasons, we've had two, Below Deck Adventure also had a female identifying chef. And
yeah.
So we've had, out of the four franchises existing now, we've had 50% of our chefs.
Isn't it funny how, but we've non-male. Only still had one female identifying captain. I wonder if they've ever interviewed others that didn't get selected.
No, I believe someone put the kibosh on that.
Hey, Sandy.
There aren't any others. I'm the only one.
It's Andy Cohen
in
here.
The world.
I just want to call you. We got this female cap. We are thinking of doing another female captain, Sandy. What do you think about that, Sandy?
What's her name? What's her name?
Her name's Ruth. Ruth Rutherson. What do you think about that?
I've worked with her briefly.
Captain Rutherson.
No real spark. Generally deficient in the knowledge department.
Okay.
Doesn't know how to work with a crew. Doesn't teach anything.
Okay. So
yeah.
I mean,
do you know her address by chance? Just going to go by and see her.
Make a call.
Yeah. I've got a... Where's my baton? It's going to be around here somewhere.
But that is funny that there's not even... I know there's not as many.
No,
there's but it not. Is... But yeah, we're not going to hear... From Captain Sandy's not going to let that happen.
No, I can't imagine that would ever happen. But in Sandy, if it ever happens, Sandy's like, I'm so happy to welcome, she would fucking hate the woman.
Oh, she would hate her. Mm-hmm.
She's happy being in her own little queendom.
She likes to be the pearl in that clamshell.
Yes. We all love to be the pearl. How did you get that picture of me reclining naked on a clamshell?
I saw your movie.
The birth of Venus. The birth of penis.
The birth of penis. Or
that's my version.
Yeah, when you try to call Baz Luhrmann because you had that script for the great Aspie, didn't work.
Aspie. The great Aspie. Yeah, just putting my, but instead of my butt winking for the green eye, the green light across the bay. Oh. He said, and Aspie saw the green light. And I was like, click, click. Hey, boys.
Y'all, she put the ho in the Art Deco.
That was a very smart joke.
What's your next tea bag?
Wow. Wow. I want to talk about this. Alex knows exactly what he's doing, y'all, taking these women on a Tinder ride. Even Daisy knew. Said, we'll get Alex to take them on a Tinder ride.
They did that because... We'll talk about this, but y'all, the drama broke.
The boat broke.
Yeah, I like that we're talking about everything else except for that the fucking boat doesn't move.
I'm not going to talk about any of the complicated technical shit, but y'all, the boat's broken. That's all you need to know.
If you wanted to listen to a podcast about how to fix boats, well, you chose wrong, Loretta.
This is not the one.
Not the one.
But... yeah, the boat is broken. Mm-hmm. So it does seem like we maybe should not have started this season with this episode.
Yeah. Because now, at the end, they literally say, yeah, we need like, what did they say? Like
15 days.
15 days to fix this boat.
I think they have to take the boat apart like an operation game.
I imagine it's very,
touch the sides. They got the engineers from Caterpillar there, so they're just going to take the boat apart while people are on it.
I loved Operation. That was my favorite game.
I didn't have a very steady hand, and I didn't like the sound that it made.
Oh.
It was mocking at me. Failure. loser.
I loved it.
Your brother's better at this than you.
Oh, there we are.
Yeah, it always gets there. Did not like not winning at games. Didn't like it. The breadbasket was always easy, but when it got to like the smaller things, they were really hard.
Yeah, breadbasket, that's for amateurs.
Fuck off. What a dumb game. Just dumb.
Yeah, isn't that dumb to have a game to inspire kids to be surgeons?
Well, that's not what it is. You're not just taking out shit. Or serial killers. That could be.
That's fair. What's your next one? I was just going to say that
Alex has done this a lot. Basically, it's like, yeah, I spend day drinking trips with tourists all the time. That's what I do. He loves this.
He knew how to like, he got on the boat. They were going back. He literally took the ponytail out and put his hair down in the wind.
She was living her Fabio life realness.
I know. I've got to see Alex from Below Deck Instagram.
Oh, I'm sure there's been searches done. His body is ridiculous too.
Well, that's the wrong person, but he's hot too. Wow.
Anyway, I think that might have been the last thing I really had. These charter guests, y'all, it's just eight women. These women looks like they came out of the middle of the country. They look very normal. Aside from the woman who has a grudge against her sister, who was really the artist in the family.
That's true. Oh, wow. His Instagram. Do you know he has a full back tattoo?
Of course he does.
Full back tattoo.
And I'm sure it's a thirst trap. I'm sure the whole thing is thirsty.
I mean, he does want to be kind of like Jason Momoa vibes, or wants to be.
Yeah, he's not that smooth, though.
No.
I think this is the weirdest thing. The thing about him is he's a very attractive guy who is most likely an introvert.
What he is a little bit, why he is attracted to me, but why I don't fully get it. He's got a bit of he's a bit of a tryhard, I think.
Interesting.
I'm agreeing with you that he's introverted into, because to me the sexiest thing is confidence, and there's almost like this false bravado that he puts on.
I get that,
because I think you're right. I think he's an introvert.
Yeah,
I'd still blow him.
Oh God. Anyway, what the hell's going on? Someone's reading the meter. They're walking around with a green vest. Right. It's distracting. That's all I really got. Daisy tells the boys to do the EDM party, y'all. It looks like there's just a couple of balloons. They're about to do a balloon stomp or something like that, which I hate. Did you ever do the balloon stomp in the fall festival? I could never be in the same room with it.
Where you're just stomping balloons? They did that one. I didn't like that game. I thought it was dumb.
I think there was a prize in some of the balloons or something. I don't know, maybe.
I did enjoy the woman that kept falling over on the chair, and y'all, she fell over on her chair the first time, and none of her friends helped her. They all just sat there and kept eating.
They just went, there she goes.
There she goes. Yep.
Yeah. Also, y'all, I think Chase is going to be the boat resident old lady maker outer, because he's already giving that woman a lap dance. That's going to be his job. He's going to be the Ben.
I think, and you know, I love a good stripper, so maybe that's why I'm attracted to him, because he has the confidence a little bit.
True. I think that's
all
I had.
Golly, that's all I got. This season's going to make me pregnant. And I'm fine with it.
I gave up getting pregnant.
Hey, I'll never stop trying.
Too many. Yes, I think that's the end of the
show. Y'all, that's the show. You know the deal. Go to realitygaze.com. Again, if you want this show commercial free, be sure to join the Reality Gaze Plus at the $8 tier, and you'll get that without the ads. Thank you for support on that. We're excited for Love is Blind. I'm sad for Love is Blind to wrap up, but also it's kind of perfect because I don't have the energy for Love is Blind to go on any longer.
It cannot sustain it. No.
I'm so anxious when y'all, we both watched the finale, and I had to take a gummy after I finished that.
I think there is a resolution of Love is Blind when everything's over. You just go,
yes, agreed.
They build it up really well.
Really, really well. All right, y'all, that's the show. Thank y'all so much. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. We appreciate y'all so much. Until then, we'll see you next week. But we always tell you, don't be sad. We won't be gone that long. We'll see you next time. And until then, it's what, Poods?
Don't put a cock on my face. Don't draw a cock on my face. It's Anchors again.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.